What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is The Art of Being Well. What's up, everyone? It's Dr. Will Cole, and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine expert. I get to consult people around the world via webcam. I started one of the first functional medicine telehealth centers in the world over a decade ago, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I wrote Intuitive Fasting, which is my newest book, and The Inflammation Spectrum, and Ketotarian. If you want to learn more about my clinical work, the telehealth center, the books, and there's lots of free resources there for you as well, you can check it all out at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. All right, let's get to today's guest. She needs no introduction, but I will give one nonetheless. Her name is Miranda Kerr. Miranda Kerr grew up in a small country town in Australia, surrounded by farmland and nature. She grew up in a family that prioritized organic and natural living, cultivating her passion for health and wellness at a young age. Miranda began modeling internationally and established herself as one of the most in-demand and influential faces in the world of fashion and beauty. She's worked with every major fashion house, been featured in numerous global campaigns, graced the covers of hundreds of international magazines, and was the first and only Australian Victoria's Secret Angel. An accomplished entrepreneur and trailblazer for what is now widely known as the clean beauty movement, Miranda is the founder and CEO of leading certified organic skincare brand Cora Organics. Miranda self-funded and launched Cora Organics in her home country of Australia in 2009 and began global expansion of the brand in 2017. Today, the award-winning skincare range is now sold across 30 countries and continues to dominate the clean beauty space, being the only global certified organic skincare brand. That is quite the feat. You all are going to love this conversation, and stay tuned through the entire conversation because at the end, I answer another one of your burning health questions in an Ask Me Anything. Let's get right to it. This is Miranda Kerr's Art of Being Well. Miranda, thanks for coming on the podcast. I'm very excited.
Aw, thank you so much for having me. You're amazing, and I'm grateful to be here.
Thank you. And you taught me something that I've never knew before, that we, both born in 1983, are water pigs.
Yes.
Is that right?
Well, I know I'm a water pig. Are you a water pig? It depends on your specific, probably, I know you'd probably be a pig, but it depends on the exact date you were born.
I'm October 1983.
Yeah. So potentially.
I felt we had a water pig in common. So now I have to figure this out.
I'm April 1983. So
I think it's the entire year. I did some research after you told me this and I'm like, oh, I didn't know. So I learned all about Chinese water signs and animal signs.
Yeah. So water pig. Here we are. I actually do love the water, to be honest. And that makes us very sensitive and intuitive.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I'm so excited to talk about this. Can we start back? I want people to know, people know who you are, but I want them to know you and your journey with wellness. So how did wellness come into your life and how has it evolved over time?
Well, I grew up in a little country town in Australia called Gunnedah. It's about a 5-hour drive from Sydney in this little town in New South Wales. And my whole family was very much into health and wellness and like very health conscious. My grandparents had a little vegetable patch. And for as long as I can remember, like we've just been, my whole family, like my grandmother introduced me to Noni juice, which is the key ingredient across my whole Cora Organics range. And it wasn't actually, so we thought as a family that we were very, very healthy. And then when I was 16, my mother was diagnosed with cancer in her spleen. And at that time, a friend of hers gave her this little book called The Chemical Maze. And in The Chemical Maze, it basically explained all the ingredients that might be on packaged food goods, kind of like what their purpose was, and also in any like products that we were using. So any skincare, hair care, cleaning products, household products. And so we had this little handbook. It was very simply explained, like, this is what sodium lauryl sulfate means. Like, it's a foaming agent, and it could potentially be explained about like how potentially carcinogenic products could be, how toxic certain ingredients could be in large amounts. And we were just really shocked that these products were readily available on the market, and we assumed that they were safe and they were in our home. And we grew up thinking that we were healthy, but we didn't even read the fine label. Mm. And so this is what really sparked my personal interest in finding products that were truly what they said they were. Because even back then, a product could claim it to itself to be natural or even organic if there was one organic ingredient. So mm-hmm. I went on a hunt looking for certified organic ingredients. And that's where I kind of came up with Cora, because I wanted to use skincare that was certified organic and healthy for me, but also powerful.
That
was like fast forward a few years.
Right. So Cora was founded in 2009, right? It started then?
Well, 2006 was the initial concept. And then I went back and forth with the chemists for 3 years. And because in 2006, I was talking to a friend of mine and just explaining, like, I haven't been able to find true certified organic products for skincare. And our skin is the largest organ. So what we put on our skin sinks in. And she said to me, why don't you talk to a friend of mine who has a certified organic range of aromatherapy? And so I spoke with her and she put me in touch with the chemist that we actually still work with to this day in Australia. It was so fun to be able to create these products that were healthy for people, that were truly certified organic. Mm-hmm. And results driven and super powerful. And so, yeah, that's where it started. And I launched Cora 2009 in Australia. And it was my passion project for many years. And we were in Australia in like 300 stores, but I was still modeling at the time. And when you have your own business and you invest your own money in it, it's kind of daunting to take that next step internationally. As much as people wanted to invest in me and my vision and my brand, I wanted to keep this company mine. And so still to this day, it's 95% mine and I have a 5% investor. And so when Sephora wanted us to be in Sephora internationally and also launch in America, it was daunting for me because it was quite a big step. And it meant that I'd have to be involved on a daily basis with Cora. And I'd have to shift all of my focus to be primarily on Cora. And my husband said to me, like, what are you doing? Why why are you afraid? He said, because you have an incredible product and these products really work and people need to try them. So don't be afraid. You need to just get it out there. And I just said to him, look, this is a big leap of faith for me because all of the modeling that pays my bills. Whereas Quora, I'm just like putting all of my time and energy and money into Quora. And he said, look, you have to start somewhere and you've got to take that leap of faith. And that's when I did. And we launched in 2017 in America. And now we're in over 30 countries in physical stores, but we ship to like 120 countries. So yeah.
Wow. You've accomplished so much in such a small amount of time with Quora. I mean, when it launched, was it what you were working towards, or has that evolved even since 2009 in Australia and 2017 in the States?
Well, from day one, we've been certified organic by EcoCert Cosmos, which is something that I was super proud of because that's what I was looking for. Because as I said, people could claim maybe to be natural if they have one natural ingredient, or organic if they have one organic ingredient. But when you're actually certified, you have to go through this really long, grueling process where all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, and you have an outside body like Big Brother overlooking everything that you're doing from an ingredients point of view, from even all the components that we use from packaging. They have to approve. They have to approve all the copy that I write on the packaging. So it's really just having that assurance. And that's what I wanted for myself. And I didn't want to use anything else other than that. And so I wanted to make that available for everyone else as well. So from day one, we've been certified organic. From day one, all of our products are filtered through and touch upon rose quartz crystals. Here's an example of a rose quartz. And that is just to bring about that loving energy that the rose quartz crystals have. And it's just like an added touch of like the mind-body-skin connection. I tried to incorporate tools that have worked for me, like the use of crystals, like aromatherapy, which has been a great tool for me in my life. So we don't use any synthetic fragrance in Quora at all. We only use essential oils, which I think can be so useful to either energize you or to calm you or to ground you. They can be really nurturing. And so each Quora product has its own aromatherapy profile. And then in addition to that, I write positive words on the back of each product, whether that be love or bliss or forgiveness or radiance, just because positivity and those words of affirmation have also played like a role in my life. So I wanted to incorporate that 360 approach. And that's been from day one as well. The only thing that now we're becoming even more conscious of is becoming climate neutral for 2021 and beyond. So basically, we measure our whole carbon footprint and we purchase carbon credits to offset those. With all of our packaging, we're moving now towards more glass packaging, which is actually more sustainable and better for the environment. We have refill pods as well, less waste, better for the environment. You know, I'm just really excited about where we're at with the brand and how we're helping people in a healthy way feel more confident in their own skin.
Yeah, so well said. The CBD market has become extremely saturated over the last few years. It seems like you can now buy CBD in almost every coffee shop or grocery store, right? Many of the CBD companies out there source their hemp from industrial farms in China. So please be careful where you buy your CBD. I don't just recommend any old CBD. A company that I love is Ned. It's a USDA certified organic company. All of Ned's full spectrum hemp oil is extracted from USDA certified organic hemp plants grown by an independent farmer named Jonathan in Colorado. Know your farmer, and Ned allows you to have full transparency and you know exactly what you're getting. They have so many really thoughtful products out there. Their products are science-backed, nature-based solutions that offer an alternative to prescription and over-the-counter drugs. They are chock-full of CBD and full spectrum of active cannabinoids, terpenes, flavonoids, and trichomes. Ned's full spectrum hemp oil nourishes the body's endocannabinoid system, or the ECS, to offer functional support for stress, for sleep, inflammation, and balance. A product that I've been loving from Ned is actually their De-Stress Blend. It's a one-to-one CBD and CBG. You may have heard me talk about it on Instagram. I love it because CBG doesn't get enough of airtime, but it's known as the mother of cannabinoids. It's really good for supporting stress and anxiety and lowering those in your body. And they also blend, in addition to a one-to-one CBD to CBG ratio, they blend it with ashwagandha, which is an amazing adaptogen to help your body's resilience against stress, and cardamom and cinnamon, which are really good for balancing the blood sugar and also, again, lowering stress and anxiety. And also, cinnamon is a prebiotic, which is good for supporting your gut microbiome diversity, which is your second brain, your gut is. If you'd like to give Ned a try, the Art of Being Well listeners get 15% off Ned products with code Will Cole. Visit helloned.com/Will Cole to get access. That's helloned.com/Will Cole to get 15% off. Thank you, Ned, for sponsoring The Art of Being Well and offering our listeners a natural remedy for some of life's most common health issues. Our next partner has a product I use all the time. I started taking it because I'm busy consulting patients all day long. I need something quick. I need something nutrient dense and delicious, going to make my energy stay strong throughout the whole day. And that is Athletic Greens. I love this stuff so much. You all know this. Take it all the time. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging, all the things. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, or artificial anything, while still tasting really good. It supports better quality sleep and recovery, supports mental clarity and alertness. It's the one thing with the best things. Athletic Greens uses the best of the best products based on the latest science with constant product iterations and third-party testing. Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues and ended up on a complicated supplement routine to recover. So he created one thing with all the best things. Just one scoop of this has so many nutrients that are great for your body. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially now that we're in the cold and flu season. Just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's all you have to do. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D. Wow, that's a lot of vitamin D, and so important. I see vitamin D deficiency in so many labs when I'm consulting patients. And they'll also give you 5 free travel packs in addition to your 1 year supply of vitamin D. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/Will Cole. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/Will Cole to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley.
We are two best friends with one common obsession.
Beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We tried it all and we've got your back. We'll be calling on all our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions. Consider us your beauty 411 and sometimes your 911.
From how to fix brassy hair
to the pros and cons of laser facials,
and always with a cocktail in hand.
Always. So be prepared to be obsessed. Check out Lipstick on the Rim wherever you get your podcasts.
as I'm hearing you talk through the lengths that you took to be certified, to now go to be sustainable as well and be organic, you could have put your name on any and slapped your name on something and it would have sold a lot. But I went through so much work, and it's not the glamorous work. This is like, you were immersed in this.
Yeah.
Did you, at some point were you like, man, what did I get into? Or did you have that, your eye on your vision the whole time?
Yes. Sometimes I'm like, oh man, what have I created? I've created this business, but I'm so passionate about it. And still to this day, I haven't taken a cent out of the company. I put it all back in because this is like my baby. I have three boys and this is my baby girl. And just like any child, it needs attention and it needs that energy. And I put that into my business every day, just like my husband does with his business, Snapchat. And when you do that, it grows. And I'm just so proud of these products and the difference they're making to people in a really healthy way. So people know that they can get the results they need in a way that's good for them and good for the environment. Mm-hmm. And that feels really rewarding to me to be able to help people. And I guess that's why I'm doing it. And I hope one day I can pass this company down to my children. Like I'm not in this to just like, I'm not in it to like grow it and sell it. Like I'm not here to make a quick buck. Like I'm here to really create products that will hopefully long outlive me and that can really make a difference to people's lives and create these little rituals where they feel like they're giving back to themselves. They're not just doing a monotonous like cleanse, mist, moisturize routine. They're feeling nurtured by using these products like on all levels.
Yeah. You touched upon it a little bit, but I think this is really important and shouldn't be glossed over. And I don't want to gloss over this is an important fact of the difference between clean beauty and the lengths that we just have been talking about. I mean, that word clean is used and it really is meaningless, right, in the industry. And there's a lot of, you know, greenwashing, as it's called, in the industry. Can you talk about what they need to be looking for when they're looking for a product they're using in their life?
Yes. So there is so much confusion out there in the market because of this whole clean beauty movement. And being certified organic, as I was saying before, is so much more than just clean beauty. Clean beauty is a step in the right direction. And I like that the industry is wanting to move more that way. But unfortunately, it isn't regulated. So basically, any brand can market their products to what they feel is clean. So maybe they'll say, we don't use these five nasty ingredients. Mm. And if you read what else they're using, you're like, well, it's really the brand or the retailer has different set of rules on what they specify as clean. And when you're certified organic by a world certification body like EcoCert Cosmos, it's basically the most heavily regulated ingredient system in the world. And it guarantees the products and the ingredients that we use are genuinely organic. And they're also produced to the highest feasible sustainability. So everything, as I was saying, from the manufacturing facilities to the packaging has to be reviewed and approved and audited by EcoCert Cosmos. And as I said, it really gives that assurance that our products are what they claim to be. Like you don't have to take my word for it. And another difference is obviously when you're using certified organic ingredients, there are no pesticides sprayed on the crops that you're using. But in addition to that, the crops, the ingredients that are certified organic, they can't be used on the same soil over and over again. So therefore, some studies that have been done, like Cambridge University has done a study where it shows there are up to 60% more antioxidants in a certified organic ingredient than a non-certified organic ingredient. So you're getting those nutrients that you need from the soil and that higher antioxidant level when you're using certified organic ingredients, and therefore you're getting more powerful results. And that's why I think Cora's products are so much more than just clean, because we're getting using those certified organic ingredients, which have up to 60% more antioxidants. They're more powerful. And that's why it's been really great. Lately, we've been doing a lot of studies showing actual pictures and visuals of people using the products like before and after, and people are blown away because they see that difference in their skin, whether that be for fine lines, wrinkles, pigmentation, acne, whatever their skin concern is. And in addition to that, we obviously don't have the chemical, the potentially harmful additives that are in a lot of other products. Mm-hmm. So we use, you know, where all of our preservative system has to be approved by Ecocert Cosmos and the most natural process there. So
got it. Makes sense.
It's a big difference. Yes.
Yeah. It's a major difference. And I'm glad you shed light on that. You mentioned wanting to make this a ritual for people to have a, there's so much mindfulness behind it, and it's an intentional nourishment for people to find some times for themselves and have this ritual in their life. Can you go through, as somebody that's definitely not a skin health expert and hasn't immersed the time that you put into this, what's a ritual for people to lean into? Like, what does your Cora Organics ritual look like?
Well, I have a morning and night routine, which is generally cleanse, mist, moisturize. That's like the minimum. And so I cleanse my face. We have an incredible milky mushroom cleanser here. And it has silver ear mushroom in here, which is even more powerful than a traditional hyaluronic acid. Mm-hmm. And what I love is you have to activate it, you have to shake it. And it mixes with the aloe vera and the special oils we have in here and with the silver ear mushroom to create this milky texture, so that you have this dual phase cleanser that is removing and removing any pollution or like just cleansing your skin. It's really good at removing your makeup as well. So I use this morning and night. And on the back of here, it has forgiveness. So when I have this little ritual of cleansing my face morning and night, I have also a ritual and this little reminder here to forgive myself and like cleanse my spirit as well as I'm cleansing my skin. Mm. And in addition to the rose quartz, it's also filtered through and touches upon clear quartz. So that's a very clarifying energetically crystal as well. Sometimes it gets a little bit much for people to understand, but the whole reason for me doing this is to create those little rituals like cleanse your mind, cleanse.
I love it.
And I think forgiveness is a really great way to cleanse yourself and kind of reset, because if you can forgive yourself and anyone who's upset you intentionally or unintentionally, it's like peacemaking, it's clearing the slate, and we're all human. So whether we've consciously or unconsciously upset ourselves or said something mean to ourselves, consciously or unconsciously, or towards someone else, we may have even thought the thought, having that ritual of forgiveness and peacemaking is a great way to start your day and end your day. And so that's part of the ritual, which is cleansing. And then...
And silver ear mushroom, by the way, is a great collagen supporter too, a vegan collagen supporter.
So. Yeah. Yeah. And I love beauty internal and external. So the next product that I am obsessed with is our turmeric 2-in-1, which is, it's like nothing I've ever tried before. It's a physical exfoliation. And at the same time, if you want to leave it on as a mask, it's a deeply detoxifying mask. And my husband actually uses this every morning in the shower. You can use it morning or night, but it's like a facial in a tube. It has peppermint aromatherapy, so it's so invigorating for your senses. It has rosehip seeds with aspen bark and papaya enzymes. So you're exfoliating your skin. And the turmeric, which is talking about the internal and external, turmeric really helps brighten. It's also, as you know, a great anti-inflammatory. But it's helped me so much with my pigmentation, and I'm obsessed with this product. It's just, and it's great for men and women. It's great for people, even if they're not interested in organic skincare. There's no other product in general on the market that I've tried that's like this. So this is like a winner.
Very cool.
So that's kind of like the cleansing process. Then I get out, I mist my face with our minty mist. And this minty mist has Palo Santo.
Love Palo Santo.
Which is
one of the best smells.
Energetically clearing. It also has the peppermint in there, and it really boosts hydration to your skin, makes it glow. It energizes your senses. I use it multiple times throughout the day. It has a little crystal in here in the bottom of it, an aquamarine. And so I just love incorporating the aromatherapy, the crystals. It has the minerals in here from the seawater. It has blue daisy as well. So it's so moisturizing for your skin and very soothing. And you, as I said, you use it. I use it as a toner, but I also use it throughout the day to refresh my makeup and refresh my energy. I could talk forever, but I'll quickly talk through the next steps. That would be a vitamin C serum, which is a 12% vitamin C. And it helps so much with pigmentation. It has a special type of vitamin C called ascorbyl glucoside. So it sinks deeply into your skin. It doesn't sit on the surface. And it just helps with brightening. The ingredient in here, which I love, is Kakadu plum from Australia, which is the highest form of naturally occurring vitamin C. My mom drinks the Kakadu plum powder, which is why I thought, wow, how good would it be to incorporate it into this vitamin C? It's the first certified organic vitamin C, and it's won many beauty awards, including Alua Best of Beauty Awards. So this is amazing.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, they're like my little babies. Then after that, I use another award-winning product, just won an Alua Best of Beauty Award. This is our turmeric moisturizer. It is a beautiful jar, crystal-like package. This one uses citrine crystals in addition to the rose quartz. And it has the beautiful turmeric-like color. And the little refill pods that you buy the glass jar once and then the refill pods thereafter. So it's less waste, better for the environment. But this product itself is great for all skin types. I originally wanted it to be a super rich, luxurious cream for people that wanted that kind of heavy, rich moisturizer. But it turns out, because of all the ingredients and the turmeric and whatnot, it's really great for all skin types. Katy Perry was on a live talking with me. She's being very open about her acne-prone skin, and she was never able to find a moisturizer that didn't break her out, that gave her that beautiful glow and that kind of luxurious feeling that she wanted on her skin. Because whenever she found a product that kind of did that, it would break her out. But this product, she swears by and says, doesn't break her out. It gives her that glow that she's looking for. As I said, it's also an Alua Best of Beauty Award winner. This is my little baby. I use it morning and night. It's great for men too. My husband uses it as well. And then I use our very newest product, eye cream. And this has a 5.5% active blend of vitamin C. It has the Kakadu plum in there as well, but it also has kangaroo paw flower. It's a flower, don't worry, which helps with strengthening the eye area. It has in there red ginseng, cloudberry, and this really helps with the antioxidant levels to help boost the skin's radiance and smooth fine lines and wrinkles. So it's also got the little jar. So you buy the jar once and the refill pods thereafter.
Very innovative.
So there's the moisturizer. And then at the very last step is the Noni Glow Face Oil, which I have right here. And this is also an award winner. People are obsessed with this. It's like liquid gold. It has a different molecular structure to your traditional moisturizer. So it's the last step in my routine. It just gives your skin that glow and locks in everything in there. It has rose hip and noni, pomegranate and sea buckthorn in there. So, and then if you want, you can use the eye oil on top of that eye cream to just take it to a whole nother level. And it has a rose quartz rollerball here. And this one has coffee seed extract, tomato extract, and one other hard-hitting ingredient in there. Oh, kahai oil, which is a natural retinol for your delicate eye area.
That was so cool. Thank you for... I love it, Miranda. If I know, those are all your daughters right there. And seeing this glowing like parent-like love there, if you had to pick, this is a horrible parent question to ask, but which one would you pick if you had to pick a daughter?
Well, this one's my like love child because
the turmeric
2-in-1 exfoliant. Because as I said, there are other vitamin C's out there, even though this is the only certified organic one. There are other moisturizers out in the market. There is no other product that's like this that's out there in the market. And people are obsessed, like men, women, everyone. Like that's just.
So it's the term for people that are listening just the audio of this, the turmeric exfoliant.
It's the turmeric brightening and exfoliating mask. It's a 2-in-1. So you have that exfoliation experience, and then you can leave it on as a mask as well.
That was so fun. Thanks for walking me through that. That was
sorry. Hopefully it wasn't too long.
No. Believe me. The listeners are like eating up every ingredient you're talking about and loving this. To geek out with us on this. I get asked on a regular basis, what healthy snacks do I recommend? Something delicious, something convenient, on the go, because they don't want to derail their healthy living. Well, one of my favorite snacks, without a doubt, are the grass-fed beef sticks from my friends at Paleo Valley. I've had them 4 years, and here's why I love them. First of all, quality. They are 100% grass-fed and grass-finished meat from domestic regenerative farms. Supporting regenerative farms whenever possible is definitely something that I do, and I would recommend everybody to do. It's going to save the planet, and it's better for our health as well. But this is also a gut-healthy snack too, because most meat snacks can upset your stomach or disrupt your digestion, likely due to the inflammatory side effects of encapsulated citric acid, which is used in most meat stick products. Instead, Paleo Valley beef sticks are naturally fermented, which creates beneficial probiotics for a balanced, healthy gut and eased digestion. These are high-quality, bioavailable protein snacks to grab on the go. Paleo Valley beef sticks are free of hydrogenated oils, making it one of the healthiest meat snacks on the market. They have so many delicious flavors. They have original, they have summer sausage, they have teriyaki, they have jalapeno with real chunks of jalapeno in it. My two favorite flavors has to be the teriyaki, so good, and it's sweetened with just a little bit of honey, and jalapeno. So freaking good. Check all of them out. You'll love it. All you have to do is head on over to paleovalley.com and enter code Dr. Will at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, that's paleovalley.com, paleovalley.com. Enter code Dr. Will. That's DRWILL, Dr. Will, at checkout for 15% off your first order. So we're well into 2022. And if you're trying to build a healthy fitness habit this year, it's so important to make time to move your body every day. The key, of course, is finding something that brings you joy and doesn't make exercise feel like a chore. Personally, I've been loving on Obey Fitness for years now, and I really think it's one of the best platforms out there to help you build a routine you actually love. They stream daily live and on-demand classes with more than 20 different class types, like HIIT or high-intensity interval training, Pilates, strength, yoga, plus the best instructors in the game. You can pick anything from 10 minutes to an hour, and the best part is you don't need any pricey equipment to get a great, fun sweat in. So if you have a goal and need some extra motivation, make your move and try Obey, especially because they're offering listeners of The Art of Being Well a free 1 month trial. You get to try this amazing platform for free. Just use code BEINGWELL at Obey Fitness. That's OBEFitness.com. Again, OBEFitness.com. Use code BEINGWELL, all one word, to get your free 1 month trial. And if you haven't listened, I had the founders on the show. So go back and listen to that episode if you haven't, to learn even more about Obey Fitness. The podcast is called The Art of Being Well, where we talk about all the stuff, the science and the art of wellness. And I think that's really what you've done with Core Organics very beautifully, this art of wellness with so much science-packed, natural, organic ingredients. I'm such a fan of what you're doing. It's super smart and thoughtful. This is the part of this podcast right now, but we call it Your Art of Being Well. This is Miranda Kerr's Art of Being Well. I'm going to just throw out a question, different things of wellness, and whatever comes to mind, just, are you up for this challenge?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Question number one, if you're stuck on a desert island and you want to survive, talking about survivability, nutrient density, healthy foods, what would that food be? Just one food.
Ooh, probably potatoes.
What kind of potato are we talking about? White, just regular white, sweet?
I personally, I know It's a nightshade, but potatoes have helped me heal my own gut issues. I went on like a steamed potato, an air fried potato, kind of like a mono eating plan, and it really helped heal my gut. So
love it.
And I love it because I love potatoes. And when you air fry them, they taste so crispy, almost like French fries, and they're healthy for you.
Love it. Have you ever had Japanese sweet potatoes? They are my favorite.
They are? Oh, yes. Yes, I have.
They're white like a regular potato, but they kind of more sweet like the...
Yes.
Really good. All right. Next question. If you had to eat one food for the rest of your life, purely on taste alone, health benefits aside, what would that food be?
Oof. That's a really hard one. What would yours be?
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. You like peanut butter. That's in.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a weird pick, but I don't know if I could live without peanut butter.
Do you know what I'm really obsessed with right now? And it has almond butter in it. Is Alyssa Goodman. She makes these bars.
Yes.
And I am obsessed with these bars. I haven't really been eating that many grains in my diet. So maybe that's why I'm like, ooh, I love these bars. Maybe
they
it's
are
that.
Good. I have them in my fridge. Shout out to Alyssa Goodman and those bars. Really tasty.
Really good.
All right. So next question, supplements. What are maybe two supplements that have been the biggest game changer for you?
An NAD supplement called Nativum really helps me every morning for energy and focus. And the Micro-C from Vimergy for that immune cool. support. And actually zinc, the liquid zinc, game changer.
Awesome. And we'll put the links for people that are listening in the show notes. All right. Next question, biohacking. If you're into biohacking or wellness tool, like just something that's not a food, not a supplement, anything that you've really been into lately?
Well, two things that I'm pretty into. My Aura ring. I love it.
I have one too.
Yes.
Which one do you have? I have the gold one.
I have the gold one too.
Oh, twins.
Twins.
Water pigs and Aura rings.
That's right.
That'll be the title of this episode.
That's a good one. Love it. I love waking up in the morning. I get excited to see my sleep score. I love to see how many steps I've taken during the day. It's just a really great tracking device.
It is.
And the other thing that I'm really into at the moment is the higher dose sauna blanket.
Yes.
Because you can actually hop in there and sweat it out. You can be on a conference call. I can have it in my children's playroom and be in there, keeping an eye on them while I'm like sweating it out. They can be playing. And so it's really effective for people that want to take care of their health, but at the same time, they're busy.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a 100%. Lot of
I use both of those.
Yeah.
And since I got the Aura ring, I was interested to find out that my REM sleep, that's like the area I need to improve. It definitely needs to be more than it is.
What was your score last night? Do you have it?
My score last night was, I think, 80, 83, yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
Where are you at?
I had a sleep score of 91 last night.
Wow, Miranda Kerr blowing me out of the water.
It's because I went to bed at 8:30 p.m. with my husband. He's in bed.
I 82, but you definitely beat me. But
and the REM, I get 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, so my REM is horrible, an hour and 7 minutes.
What about your deep sleep?
My deep sleep is 1 hour and 41 minutes.
See, mine was 1 hour 30. So you got a little more deep sleep than me.
Yeah, my deep sleep is pretty high, but...
One thing I wanted to ask you about is the HRV score, the heart rate variability. Because mine is not very good.
Mine's pretty good. Honestly, for me, I notice when I have more caffeine, my HRV and my REM sleep is impacted. I don't know how late you're having caffeine, but you probably don't have much caffeine at all, do you?
No,
some coffee in the morning, maybe.
I have like a love-hate relationship with coffee, and it's been my one thing that as a mother of three, I have heavily relied on like for my morning coffee. But I feel like it's more of a mental thing or like an indulgence thing, not necessarily how it makes me feel. So I do have my one coffee in the morning, but I've been trying to switch out to dandelion.
Love it.
So
good alternative.
Yeah.
Chicory root coffee too. There's a brand called Ticino. I'll send you some. But it's basically chicory root, dandelion, coffee alternative.
Yeah, see? So. That's good.
Yeah, so, all the tips.
Anyway, but that HRV, I need to get mine to be better.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, someone.
I'll send you some tips.
Yeah, okay.
I'll send you some tips. All right, what's one... If you had to pick one, and there's lots probably, what's a wellness myth? And it could be in your own industry of skincare right now, but what's a wellness myth that you want to clear up and settle it once and for all?
Well, it's probably that clean.
Yeah.
Is actually genuinely clean, because I've been really unimpressed with some brands that I've seen that are marketing themselves as clean. And when you read the actual ingredients, you're like, well, you might have taken out sodium lauryl sulfate, but you've added a different ingredient that's just as bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I think that it's really important to read the ingredients and do your research, because our skin is the largest organ and what we put on our skin soaks in.
100%. All right, next question. What's one wellness brand? It could be a food, it could be a supplement, it could be a product that you've really been digging lately.
Oh, well, you know this. I'm obsessed with just celery juice. It's my thing that has helped me so much. Every morning, 30.
And are you doing the full 16 ounces still? How much are you having?
30 ounces.
30.
Every morning.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of celery.
That's a lot of celery. But let me tell you, it's working for me. I've never felt better.
Hey, that's what I always say. I use it in protocols for patients. It can be a very helpful to help regulation, help hydration, all really important things.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Next question. What's one spiritual practice or a mindfulness practice that's been the biggest tool in your toolbox in that area?
Kundalini yoga and meditation. Like, really just has done it for me. And I've been doing it since I was 18. Now I'm 38, and it's something that I kind of go in and out of, because I do Pilates, I do, you know, different workouts and things like that. But for the mind, body, spirit connection, Kundalini yoga has been my savior, and the meditations and the music, like the Kundalini yoga music, it's all very heart-centered. It's heart opening, it's grounding, it's energizing, it's uplifting. You feel kind of high after you do Kundalini yoga session, which I really love.
It's great. Great advice. What is a book that you've read in the last year? It could be fiction, it could be nonfiction, whatever, that's really inspired you or made you think in a different way, or was just entertaining?
Well, being a mother of three and also being a wife and having my own company, I'm ashamed to say I have not actually read a book from start to finish this year. But one book that has changed my life is by David Hawkins, not Hawkins, but Hawkins. He writes about the scale of consciousness. He wrote a book called Transcending the Levels of Consciousness. He's written Power versus Force. And there's a couple of new books that have just come out. He's unfortunately passed, but there were a couple of books that came out recently that I have next to my bed that I'm wanting to read, because his philosophy makes so much sense to me and has really helped me in my life stay in that love and above mindset. And it's been transformational to know that, like, throughout being human, throughout the day, we go up and down in the scale of consciousness, in and out of different thoughts or feelings. And it's really important to elevate ourselves. And we have the power to choose a more positive, more accepting way of thinking. And it's only if we can change our thoughts, we can change our reality. So that's why I really love his work. And if I'm ever feeling like I'm having a challenging day or someone may have upset me, I have these other tools that I use, but one of the tools that I use is just going onto YouTube and listening to any of David Hawkins' lectures, because he's so funny and uplifting and like a high consciousness person that I feel really inspired, and he can help transform that energy straight away.
That sounds amazing. I have to check that out, the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Do that. All right. Last question. What's your favorite restaurant in the world, and what do you order when you're there?
Well, I haven't really been going out to restaurants lately, but
back in the day, in the olden days, where did you go from the before?
One thing that I really like, and I did go to for my husband's sister's birthday, was this restaurant called Crossroads in Los Angeles. And it's all like vegan, and they make this really delicious, yummy pizza. It's probably not that healthy for you because, you know, there are different types of plant-based cheeses they use, but it was really delicious and I enjoyed it.
Sounds amazing. I have to check it out next time I'm in LA. Yeah. Miranda, I love talking to you every time we get to talk. If people want to learn more about all the things we're talking about, what you're doing at Cora Organics, like how can people connect with all this amazing work?
Well, they can go to coraorganics.com. We also have Instagram on Cora and also Miranda Kerr. So they can go to either of those places. And I'm constantly checking the DMs so they can always reach out and I'll respond.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It was wonderful to see you. And
likewise.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're talking about crystals. You're not too woo for me, Miranda Kerr, because I have a huge...
clear quartz.
Look how big it is. You were talking about clear quartz.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at this bad boy.
That's beautiful.
No, they're all around the clinic. So what you're doing at Cora is exactly, to me, it's just bringing nature and the power of nature and bring it into your life. And that's what you're doing with Cora.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. At the end of every episode, I'll be answering a question from one of you guys. Nothing is off limits. Ask me anything. And you can send your questions over to me on Instagram or Facebook. As a functional medicine practitioner, it's been fun seeing the questions that have already come in on different food philosophies, wellness trends, and ways to approach overall mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Thanks for those. And I'm looking forward to seeing what else is on your mind. Now it's time for another Ask Me Anything. Today's question is from Jackie. Jackie asks, what's the latest nutrient supplement formulas that you are the most excited about this year? All right, this is on the fly. One thing that comes to mind, I'm really fascinated about the research of spermidine. Spermidine is a compound that's found in wheat germ extract. And there are different labs that are out there with really compelling research in the longevity world. And some of the world's leading longevity researchers, scientists are really exploring this compound within wheat germ extract and this compound called spermidine. So it's a therapeutic dose. It's not just eating wheat germ, but it's extracted from wheat germ and standardized to get the optimal dose that research is looking at. And it's been shown to really support autophagy, which, you know, if you've read anything that I've written over the past 10 years, 11 years, I write a lot about anti-inflammatory lifestyle, and I've written about longevity and the science around fasting and how fasting and even the ketogenic diet both support these autophagy pathways. It's cellular recycling. Think of it as your body's own anti-accelerated aging pathways, cellular renewal pathways. And the ketogenic diet does this. Intermittent fasting and different fasting protocols support autophagies as well. Even bergamot, I've talked about how I love Earl Grey tea. Well, it's because I love the research around cellular renewal and longevity. And the bergamot, which is the citrus essential oil that is found in Earl Grey tea, has been shown to support autophagy pathways as well. So anyways, I am a super nerd when it comes to autophagy and your body's own cellular recycling pathways. And spermidine is another tool that I brought into my toolbox to be supporting this. Word of note, if somebody is very gluten sensitive, It is extracted from wheat germ extract. So it could be problematic for someone that has severe symptoms from gluten. But many people I find that are sort of lower on the gluten reactivity or don't have any noticeable symptoms against gluten, which is the protein that's found in wheat, rye, barley, spelt, things like this, have no problems with this. So definitely consult with your doctor if you are gluten sensitive. But I find that patients that don't have severe symptoms from it, it is such a high quality and it's just an extract from it that it has been a great tool for myself. And I have to say for myself, I don't eat gluten and I don't feel great when I have gluten, but this I'm fine with and I brought into my life. I use the one, and I have no financial connection with them, but a company called Spermidine Life. I've been using their product. So I'm digging that and the research around that. And I also, as far as the things that I've formulated and put out in the world, I love and people are obsessed with Holy Mane, which is the supplement that I formulated for Agent Nator. We have it at drwillcole.com, but it's high quality marine collagen, some of the best in the world. And it also contains pearl. Pearl has been used in traditional Chinese medicine for a long time. And both of these nutrient dense builders of healthy skin, healthy hair, healthy nails. The pictures that I'm seeing on social media, when you guys tag me in them, of people's change in their hair and people that have brittle hair, they're losing their hair, start to regain their hair growth and get clear skin and strong nails from this formula. It is has a cult following, if I do say so myself. So that's called Holy Mane. So those two things for this year, I'm the most excited about. One is just the amazing things that I'm seeing online and from patients. And the other one is just compelling research that I'm exploring, and that would be the spermidine. Great question. Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back again next Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.